T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Accurate. You know, on one hand, you go ahead and get a deal done now for a variety of reasons. But on the other hand, waiting could actually benefit you. And I don't mean just waiting deeper into the summer. I mean waiting into the season. Now, that's not ideal. I agree with everybody who says it would be best for all parties involved to get Mike, wherever Mike's going, before the season starts. But there is a scenario where I would consider keeping him to the trade deadline, because that is when there will be, I would assume, multiple teams who feel like they're one player away, and then the price for Mike Conley could go up then. It just, but you have to weigh that against the cost of keeping him. And I don't mean like actual cost, but just like keeping him on your roster, and it doesn't create bad situations, but it's just like nobody wants that. The Grizzlies don't want it, and Mike doesn't want it. You have to weigh it against the risk of injury in season, where he might not be worth anything at the trade deadline. So all of this stuff is the stuff the front office has got to figure out. But I would assume that they would like to get this done by Thursday night if they can. If not, then by this summer. Worst case scenario, the last thing on the list would be, I think, take Mike Conley into the season with you. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? 3 filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, 3 great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
So, you've got a full tank of gas and 0 plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. But you forgot to deposit your paycheck. No worries. For a small fee, Regions Mobile Deposit with immediate availability lets you make a deposit right into your account using your Regions Mobile app. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Memphis Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and it's Memphis Barbecue Company. And that's because Miss Melissa Cookston is the owner. She's won 8 world championships, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. It's easy to get to, 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. You can see it from the interstate, address 709 DeSoto Cove. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to make sure you have fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order, say, a pulled pork sandwich, the pork for that sandwich is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? No. But it's the best way to serve world championship barbecue. They have a freezer in the restaurant. It's where they keep ice cream. That's it. The meat's never frozen. Everything fresh, fresh, fresh. If you've been there, you know how good it is. If you haven't, you need to get there. 709 DeSoto Cove. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. 505, Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hall of Fame coach Rick Pitino is going to join me in the next segment around 525. I will talk to him about winning a Greek League title, which he did last week with Panathinaikos. I will talk to him about these federal trials being over. Still not a single bit of evidence or even anybody on the record suggesting he knew what was going on at Louisville, and yet he remains the only head coach to lose his job because of the FBI scandal. And yes, I'll ask him what he thinks of Penny Hardaway's recruiting success at the University of Memphis. Rick Pitino going to join me about 525. But right now, he's your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host, Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
Before I get into you talking to earlier today, the Memphis freshman basketball players, did want to talk to you about the NBA draft, because there was a report late last night, New York Post, from Mark Berman, saying that the Pelicans are trying to get the number two pick in Thursday night's draft so that they can select R.J. Barrett and pair him with his best buddy from Duke, Zion Williamson. And my position is this. I don't blame the Pelicans for trying. You can try anything. But what the Grizzlies have Thursday night is a very rare thing. It is the opportunity to draft somebody, whether you think it's R.J. Barrett or Ja Morant, somebody who some people believe is a potential superstar. And if you are probably almost any NBA franchise, but certainly a small market franchise that is not a destination in free agency, you do not give up that opportunity for anything less than a potential superstar in return or a guaranteed chance to draft a potential superstar at some other time. And unless one of those things, if not both of those things, are on the table, that number two pick can't go anywhere.
Agreed. This is a lot like last year. It's more obvious. There were people saying, Grizzlies should just trade down and get two picks instead of one pick, right?
Never.
Trade with Chicago and get two picks instead of one pick. The answer in the NBA, like even as well as New Orleans did, and they did brilliantly in the Lakers draft, the best player went the other way. And in the NBA, you need the best player. Like that's what you need. You don't need a bunch of good players. You know, if this were hockey or baseball or football, you might say, you know what, I'd rather have two very good players than one awesome, just one superstar. In the NBA, you need the superstar, and particularly in what is deemed a three-person draft and maybe a two-person draft or whatever, you don't trade out of that second spot unless you've got someone who you think has a shot at it being a superstar. And the idea of trading out of is preposterous. I mean, it would be like – it would also be, honestly, just – it would be a PR disaster.
Right. It'd be like, deflating.
Seriously? Come on, man. Really? You finally have this? You got lucky? Let's be honest. That franchise got incredibly lucky on draft night, just like last night. I mean, just like last year. They've two straight years. They've ended up in a pretty good spot. You don't surrender that spot, and I don't think there's much danger that they will surrender that spot because New Orleans wants to get R.J. Barrett. Unless you get it. Listen, if you can make sure the Knicks aren't going to take Ja Morant, that's fine. You know, but good luck with that.
Yeah, no, the Knicks would scoop up Ja Morant in a second.
Take Ja Morant.
I mean, again, this is it almost regardless of which franchise are picking 1, 2, 3, the first three players in some order are going to be Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, and Ja Morant. So if the Pelicans move up to 2 to take R.J. Barrett, and you're down to four, well, then the Knicks are taking John Morant at three, and you can go take Darius Garland if you want to. But that is what you would be doing. Now, just 2 years ago, Danny Ainge traded down in a draft, but I think it's important to remember what he said when he did it. We're going to get the same guy at three that we would take at one, because what they knew before they made that deal is that Philly was coming up to take Markelle Fultz. The Lakers were not going to pass on Lonzo Ball. And Jason Tatum, who Danny Ainge decided was the best player in that draft, was going to be available at three. So why not move down to three if the guy we're going to take at one is going to be available at three? The Grizzlies would not be in a similar situation moving out of the two spot. The guy they would take at two is not going to be available outside of the top three, guaranteed. That's a problem. And to your point about in the NBA, you know, maybe in the NFL you'd rather have a bunch of good players instead of a couple of great ones. But in the NBA, you need the great ones. Evidence of that is this. The Lakers literally have five players on the roster right now. Five. And they're the favorite to win the championship next year,
right,
because we know who two of them are. We don't need to know anything else. We know who two of their players are. And that's good enough to make them the favorite to win the championship. That is an important thing to always remember about this league. You don't want a bunch of good players. You want as many great ones as you can get, but at least two. And you do not give up the chance to select a potential star in return for an opportunity to draft two good players. That the two good players does not equal a star.
A bunch of good players is what Toronto looked like
before Kawhi.
Every year before this year.
Yeah.
Right? They were won a bunch of games, disappointing playoffs. Then you had Kawhi, great player. And away you go. You go for the great player. And if you believe John Morant, if you're going to tell me that they believe that Darius Garland is really better than John Morant or something, that whatever, you better be right. No one believes that. I mean, as far as I can tell, it's just stupid. In this draft, above all, it's a stupid thing. Almost inconceivable.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now let's switch to Memphis basketball. The freshmen were made available today in an official capacity for the first time. James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, DJ Jeffries on down the line. What was the most interesting thing that came out of that?
Well, there was some health stuff. Malcolm Dandridge thinks he's going to be ready for the start of the season, which I'm not sure is right. Lester Quinones hasn't started playing yet. Hasn't started practicing yet, et cetera. Honestly, it was just the most interesting thing was just to see them one after another step to the microphone, a class of that we have never seen before at the University of Memphis, like one after another step to the microphone. We've never seen anything like this. Like Damian Ball would have been the highest ranked, you know, player that Memphis, the previous staff had ever recruited, right? And he's like, I'm a diamond in the rough. No one knows who I am. And so you have this, and they do openly talk about winning the national championship, and you can say whatever you want about that one way or another. I actually liked Lester Quinones' quote better, which he said, we're going to destroy people with our talent, which is that, you know, they probably won't win a national championship, right? But they actually, when it comes to like what this year could be like and the fun you could have, I don't know what's going to happen once you get to the randomness of a tournament, but they are going to destroy people with their talent.
They're going to destroy a lot of people with their talent. They're not going to win every game. They might not be the best team in the country, but a lot of games, the opposition is going to get destroyed by talent. That's true.
Yeah, they're just going to destroy people by their talent. And Precious Achiuwa, who played at Monteverde and, you know, played with some very good players, he likes to use the word dude. And he's a very thoughtful guy. He's a very thoughtful dude. He said, every game, you know, you look around and like, dude, this guy's nice. Like, dude, ooh, that's crazy. Ooh, dude, that's next level. Like, every day, he says, I find myself saying that about one of my teammates. And so you just, like, it's fun. It's just, to me, this was another fun, just fun. It was just reveling in this class and this excitement. And I thought there was something that was interesting about it, that because the national championship stuff, I mean, I remember when CDR was now known as something else, but like CDR at the Rebounders Club. It wasn't CDR who said, we're going to win the national championship. Every team could say we're going to win the national championship, and you kind of like roll it. There's no team probably going to win the national championship. You can kind of roll your eyes at it a little bit. But I don't mind at all that they talk about it.
Because I think it should be the goal, or whatever it should be. And the other thing, and Penny said that they said that in the first circle, they have a circle. Penny gathers them around, you know, a circle before and after practice. And Penny said to them, "You have a target on your backs." And you know, John and Calipari used to say sort of versions of this. You know, we're the best team. We're everybody team's Super Bowl. But I actually think Penny's exactly right. That this idea that they can put more pressure on themselves by talking about winning a national championship is silly. They are already, because they did what they did at Memphis, where it's not supposed to be done, they're already the talk of college basketball. Everyone is going to be watching them. NBA scouts are going to be watching them. Media is going to be watching them. If they fail, people will be laughing at them. Fans in Kentucky are going to be watching them. There's nothing they can say or do that is going to make the spotlight on Memphis any brighter. And so given that they've put a target on their backs, which I think is actually true by accomplishing what they did accomplish in terms of recruiting year, you might as well embrace it and say, we're going to go destroy people. And I think that's exactly right. I do think Penny, coaches say that all the time. We have a target on their backs. But I think in the case of this particular team, I think they do in a way that even Kentucky, when they have a number one recruiting class, or Duke, when they do not, because it's expected there. And I thought that was fascinating.
I will tell you, as somebody who gets tweets from college basketball fans from all over the country, in any given season, what opposing fan bases love to bring up and revel in more than anything else is if Kentucky is underachieving or if Duke is underachieving. And I really do think Memphis is now in that category because of the inexperienced head coach.
And it's worse, because if Memphis underachieves, it'll be, I told you so, Penny can't coach.
Right.
Like no one would say that about Krzyzewski if they're underachieving.
Right.
You can't put all those players. What do they say? But here, if they underachieve, like, it is going to be loud and mocking. And so I really don't think there's anything more they can do. So given that, you might as well embrace it, right?
Oh, I think so. Like, and I think Penny is, you know, and, you know, the famous quote from several weeks back, like, we want all the smoke. Like, let's go. Like,
right.
We want you talking about us. We're Memphis. You're not supposed to be talking about us in Lexington, in Lawrence, in Chapel Hill. You're talking about Memphis and Chapel Hill. You're talking about Memphis and Lexington. That's cool. We like that. Embrace it. I think it really starts from the top down. Penny has embraced it publicly, and I'm certain privately as well. And so the freshmen follow suit. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Like, embrace it and go try to live up to expectations, because it's not like you're intensifying anything. If you guys take...
You're
not sneaking up on anybody. You know, there's a... You know, Memphis is one of the biggest stories in college basketball heading into this season, if not the biggest, and they will either live up to the lofty expectations or they will be mocked relentlessly by opposing fan bases and, honestly, people who talk about basketball on radio, podcasts, and television. Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm glad you brought up Damian Baugh, because I was talking to somebody earlier today who, you know, Memphis with these freshmen have gone through maybe three workouts so far, three or four. And this person, you know, has a good grasp for what's happened in these workouts. And I said, who's looked better than you could have thought, been impressive to a degree that maybe you didn't anticipate, has really stood out? And the answer was Damian Baugh. Like, I go into this based off nothing more than reputations coming out of high school, thinking Damian Baugh is going to have a hard time getting on the court. And this person suggested maybe not as hard as you think, because he can really guard and he's just got good basketball instincts is what I was told.
He did say he's the best defender on the team. It's interesting. Everyone said they were the best at everything on the team. Boogie said he was the best shooter. Damian said he's the best defender. James said he's the best defender. Kanona said he's the best shooter. I think Kanona said he's the best game player as well. Like, everyone said they're the best at everything.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like my Oliver, my middle dude. If you ask him anything, he always tells you how awesome he was at it. Like, hey, so how'd you do at baseball practice today? I was great. So do you think you're the best on the team? Yes. Is anybody better than you at hitting? No. Like he He is good.
God, but I wonder where he gets that from. couldn't possibly imagine.
But it could be any.
From the Pele. I wonder if like the Pele of Horn Lake had anything to do with that.
It could be any topic. It could be like school, where maybe, I hope he's not listening, maybe he ain't the best at that. But if you ask him, he thinks he is. He does not lack confidence. He could be a member of Memphis's freshman class. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, the national championship stuff is one thing, and who knows, whatever. The other thing that they say is, of course, we've all checked our egos at the door,
right,
which is an easy thing to say in June. Like that, literally every one of them said, you know, we all just have one goal, do anything to help the team win. You know, but when they say do anything to help the team win, like Malcolm Dandridge, I'll do anything to help the team win.
Okay, will you play 2 minutes?
Right. He says, I'll 15 rebounds one game, 20 points the next. Yeah, are you going to sit at the end of the bench to help the team win?
Yeah,
like, that's what you're probably going to do to help the team win.
Yeah, that's why I don't put any stock in that kind of stuff in June, because on June 18th, no former four-star or five-star prospect played 3 minutes last night. But that's going to happen. That's going to be a real thing for some of these players. Some of them are going to be better than you think. Some of them are going to be not as good as you think. And some of them are going to have roles that they did not anticipate. And honestly, it could be the sophomores, not the freshmen, on that last one.
Funny, Lester Kanonis was complimenting the sophomores. And he said, you know, like even some of the guys deeper on the bench, like Tyler Harris and Alex Womack.
I've
been impressed by.
I know. And Tyler and Alex do not want to hear that, but that's real. And they – it's funny that those freshmen know it. Same conversation, same person I was talking about earlier. I said, how are Tyler and Alex? And the person responded to me, it's going to be tough for them. Like, it's going to be tough for them to play. They're just not as good. They're not as talented. They're just not.
Right.
And it's like, it's too bad, but also unsurprising. Like, it's possible that first recruiting class that Penny secured, that included Alex and Tyler, that was celebrated because it was so much better than anything else the previous staff had been able to do. It's also true that that's probably going to be the worst recruiting class that Penny enrolls anytime soon. And it appears, both according to recruiting rankings and in early workouts, that Memphis has simply recruited over their heads in a way from a talent perspective that's going to make it tough for both of them. One of them is a backup point guard, and the other one's going to be, you know, good luck.
Oh, God. Well, let's let it play out. Kid.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm just saying what Lester Quinones said to you today jives perfectly.
You said they're a lot better than I expected. You said those guys are a lot better than I expected. There.
Oh, no, but he also said even the guys at the end of the bench or whatever it was.
He didn't say at the end of the bench. He said deeper on the bench.
Deep on the bench. I mean, when the
deeper,
freshman,
I think deeper, like you, deeper. Like.
When you've got three returning players and one of the freshmen is saying those returning players, you know, deep on the bench, they've been good. Like that.
You think it's deeper on the bench, deeper than me and me. Yeah, I'm trying to get him off the hook here.
No.
It was actually immensely entertaining. Like, it was really fun to see. It is a blast. And honestly, they're all to see them all react. Like, Boogie is he was really nervous. Like, he was really nervous. He was not that comfortable. Even just standing, where to stand in front of a microphone. He's from a little school, you know. He's not. Yeah. Boogie was really nervous. Precious is really thoughtful. Giannato asked him, he said, you know, how does the team goals align with your personal goals of getting to the NBA and everything? He said, I think they align very well. He said, I really think it's a symbiotic relationship. And I'm like, well, damn. Let me make sure I know how to spell symbiotic. So like he was great, really, really funny and thoughtful and whatever. Lester was. They were all impressive in their own way. And Damian Bawley, you're exactly right. He did not back down. He does not think he's going to be playing 2 minutes a game. And then it's unquestionably true that James Wiseman's the leader of the whole deal. He just is. And I mean, you can tell it. And he's just a
wonderful personality. You know, I asked him if he ever gets tired of his pictures. No, never. I mean, he couldn't have been. He loves Memphis. He's embraced Memphis. He's the key to the whole deal. And you know, and so this is what he had in mind. This is what everybody had in mind. And they're going to destroy people, evidently.
And that is Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I imagine you'll be writing a column about this?
Yeah, it should go up soon. Yep.
At dailymemphian.com. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Bye-bye. When we come back, Rick Pitino is a Hall of Fame basketball coach, only man to ever take three different schools to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament, only man to ever win a national championship with two different schools. He's also the only head coach, to lose his job because of the FBI investigation into college basketball, even though to this date there's not a single bit of evidence tying him to any major violation, a single bit of evidence suggesting that he was aware of a single NCAA violation. I'm going to talk to Rick about Greece. I'm going to talk to Rick about the federal trials. I'm going to talk to Rick about Penny Hardaway's recruiting success. Rick Pitino up next.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started. If you're not taking advantage of it, you're making a shopping mistake.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sport shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift for any man's birthday. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping to make sure you're good to go in these warm months that are finally here? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Vanderbilt Mississippi State going to get underway in the College World Series in about 30 minutes. That's a little after 6 o'clock. Get you ready for that in the next segment. But right now, my next guest is a Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer, a man who was coached in the NBA, plus at Boston University, Providence, Kentucky, and Louisville. He's the only Division I coach to take three different schools to the Final Four. He's the only Division I coach to win a national championship at two different schools. And just last week, he added another trophy to the trophy case. He led Panathinaikos to a Greek League title, and best I can tell from the videos and the pictures, it was quite a scene. I am, of course, talking about Rick Pitino. He's here right now on 92.9 FM ESPN. Rick, it's Gary. How you doing?
Good, Gary. How about yourself?
Everything's good in my world. I told you privately. Let me tell you publicly. Congratulations on another championship. That must have been an amazing feeling to win that the way you won it.
Well, we won the Greek Cup. We won the Greek League. But probably the most gratifying thing about going to Greece is when we went there, they were in 12th or 13th place out of a 16-team EuroLeague with very little chance. They won one road game to make the playoffs. And we made the playoffs, took Real Madrid to the wire in a couple of games, and probably that was more astonishing than even the Greek championships because we were dead in the water, and we won 8 straight games, 4 straight road games, beat Milano when it was us versus Milano to make the playoffs. So that was probably the biggest thrill for me personally.
I know that, or I assume, you'd never imagined you'd be coaching professional basketball in Greece, and yet you did it. You traveled through Europe. What was this whole experience like for you?
Well, it was Christmas Eve. First, a week prior to Christmas, I got a call from Chris Wallace and said, "Do you know anything about the EuroLeague and Panathinaikos?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Well, Panathinaikos and Olympiakos, the rivalry, is like Kentucky-Louisville." He said, "It makes Kentucky-Louisville look like a church league game. That's how bitter, hostile, over-the-top it is." He said, "Would you be interested in coaching Panathinaikos? They're thinking of firing their coach." I said, "I don't know. I've never been to Greece. I don't know a whole lot about the EuroLeague." I got a call Christmas Eve. They fired their coach, and I had 24 hours to make up my mind. I was with my family, and I decided to venture out to Greece and look at Moscow, Tel Aviv, Lithuania, Barcelona, Madrid, Milano, Istanbul, some of the places I've never been in my life, and try to experience something new.
And so you go do that, and I've seen the videos, I've seen the pictures. The intensity in the arenas is really something. I mean, listen, college basketball has student sections, and you've seen the best of that. You've been on both sides of the Kentucky-Louisville rivalry. But some of these atmospheres you're in they seem really, really wild.
Well, we've had nets up on both sides. On one game against Olympiakos away, we were walked in with 50 police with shields. Then they came back to our place. We were up 13 at half and 0-0-0 on the clock at halftime. I said to referee, "Will they get a technical for not coming out?" He said to me, "Coach, they're long gone." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "They're on the bus. They went home." He said, "We're just going to make it official and you'll sign it." I said, "What do you mean they're on their way home? They're not coming out?" He said, "No, they're not coming out." And they were coached by David Blatt, the ex-Cleveland Cavalier coach. So I've seen things. Then we had the Greek Cup, and it was only for children under 15 that could show up in the sold-out arena. I said, "Why is that?" They said, "Because last year there was a massive fight, and now they would only allow children." So what I've witnessed this year was beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. I treasure most of it. Some of it I find a little bizarre.
Talking to Rick Pitino, the Hall of Fame coach here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Obviously, you have options. They want you back for clear reasons. But going back, with the way the calendar works, would probably eliminate you from consideration for coaching college basketball in the 2020-21 season because you would be tied up in Greece until presumably next June. I know that you want to make a decision on your future soon. How do you balance those things, taking this great opportunity that's on the table for you and weighing it against the possibility of returning to college basketball?
You know, I don't think college basketball is interested in me anymore. I have to be realistic. What I've been through the last two situations, I told people in a book, not until the trial was over did people finally believe in what I said. I've got my faults and limitations like everybody in life does, and there are things I've regretted. The things I haven't regretted is I've never cheated one day in college basketball as a head coach. I never paid $5 to attract a player. People who wanted money would never come play for me. I'm too hard on them, too hard on my teams for that type of behavior. What one of my assistant coaches did at Louisville was disgraceful. I don't know if I'll ever be able to forgive him for that. But as far as the recent developments with the Adidas people and the trial and everything that went on, I had absolutely no knowledge of what they were doing. I was not involved in any way, not on any wiretaps. I took a polygraph to show I was innocent. But I don't really think that registered with anyone. But when it came down to it, Tommy Lasorda said something. I read a quote, and it really is true. He said 80% of the people in this world really don't care about your problems, and the other 20% are glad you have them. So with that in mind, I really don't take myself too serious. I don't think college is in for me anymore, although I love the game, love coaching the game, would love to win another championship. There were a lot of opportunities this year, and nobody came calling. And I understand why they didn't come calling, because the trial wasn't over. My name was linked by the FBI and the prosecutors in a complaint. It was done the wrong way because they had all the evidence that finally, when the trial came about, they had all the evidence to exonerate me, but they still put me and Jim Larrañaga in a complaint to garner publicity for their case, which, I to tell you the truth, wasn't much of a case at all.
You mentioned that... You know, at the end of this college basketball season, when the coaching carousel is normally spinning, the trials were not done. Now they are done. And there was lots of wiretaps presented, evidence presented, text messages, videos, testimony. And to this day, there is literally no evidence that you were involved in or even knew about a pay-for-play scheme involving Brian Bowen. In fact, nobody has even said you knew. In fact, Christian Dawkins was caught on an FBI-recorded video saying, quote, Rick Pitino may be the only person who doesn't know what's going on. Rick has no clue what's going on at his school. Most of the bigger guys, they know. Rick doesn't know. This scandal cost you the Louisville job. You'll never get that back. And yet, again, there's no evidence tying you to anything. Do you feel vindicated at all, or are you just frustrated that you lost your job when literally no head coach, even head coaches who have been tied to and accused of major violations, have lost their jobs?
Well, you have people buying players on wiretap. Yeah. You have people, I used to say this, I said it publicly at Louisville, that I think the cheating in college basketball is overblown, that it's less than 10%. After witnessing everything that's going on, I would say it's about 60 or 70%, because the assistant coaches with under the direction of shoe companies, AAU, the whole thing tied together. Most head coaches, some have suspicions. I mean, when the infractions committee said to me, one of the people on the committee at the NCAA hearing said, "Did you look at your assistant coach's computer?" I said, "Why would I do that?" He was alluding to Andre McGee. He said, "Well, for gambling, for..." pornography, for any connection that there was something wrong with him. I responded by saying, well, first and foremost, he was the captain of one of my teams. He was a Dean's List student. He never showed, and for none of us, ever suspected any wrongdoing on his part. The fact that he was doing things, sneaking people in at 1 o'clock in the morning. No, I never checked his computer because, sir, that's a felony in the state of Kentucky if without his permission, I checked his computer. So it's been a very frustrating 2 or 3 years. Do I feel vindicated? I do. But on the other hand, I'm very much disgusted with the Southern District of New York, and I've said it many times. And by the way, you don't go after the Southern District of New York. They're too powerful people, unless you're 100% innocent. And I've done it on many occasions because they put my name in a complaint with the evidence. The father got up on the witness stand, along with Christian Dawkins. The father of Bowen got up on the witness stand and said, we kept it from Rick Pitino intentionally. And that, along with other people saying the things, the reason I'm not on any wiretaps, because I've had conversations with Christian Dawkins once or twice, long conversations, about could he play point guard? Could he play two guard? The dad was concerned about his playing time. On and on and on. And they had all this evidence. But they still put my name in a complaint when at the end they're going to probably go move on these prosecutors to white-collar crime, work for big law firms, and they just, as my lawyer said when they visited them, you broke this man's heart, you left him on the side of the road wounded, he lost his job, he lost his legacy, and what do you have to say to yourself? You know he's innocent. Their response was something I'll never forget, and to this day it's in my mind. They said, look, we deal with collateral damage all the time, so we don't want to hear that story.
Mm. Talking to Rick Pitino, the Hall of Fame coach, do you feel like you were used on some level just for publicity? Rick Pitino in a headline is a big headline.
Well, if I wasn't mentioned at that time, and it was just Jim Larrañaga, I don't think anybody would even care besides Jim Larrañaga at that point, because you have all these assistant coaches, you have low-level Adidas people, and another person, Gasanola, got up in the trial and said, again, Rick Pitino had no knowledge of any of this. And you had all these low-level Adidas people, shoe company people, and the only one that goes down is one of the few. I'm not going to say, I personally think that Jim Larrañaga is innocent of any wrongdoing, but the only person to go down was me. And I can't blame Louisville for, you know, Louisville's been through a lot. And I can't blame them totally for what they did, because it wasn't, I feel worse, not for me, but for Tom Jurich, who I felt was one of the best ADs in the business. He would not fire me under any circumstances because he felt that I was 100% innocent. I did things the right way. And I kind of wish he would have fired me and saved his own job, because I really feel awful about him.
Talking to Rick Pitino, former Kentucky coach, former Louisville coach, only man to win national championships at two different schools. Let's switch gears. Back to college basketball. I know you're a fan of the sport as much as you're a big figure within the sport. How closely were you able to follow the rest of the season after you were in Greece?
Well, I got on Twitter, and I picked from the beginning of the year, I picked Texas Tech to go far and Virginia to win the national championship, even though Duke had and Kentucky had the most talent. I'm a believer in that. I marvel at what Mike Krzyzewski and John Calipari do with young players, but I'm a believer in you can catch lightning in a bottle like John did the 1 year, win championships with young teams. But I think overall, 8, 9 out of 10 years, unless you have a veteran basketball team, it's like the NBA playing with Zion and rookies and expecting to win the NBA. It's just so difficult. Defensively, they're not ready. Scouting, they're not ready. Maturity, they're not ready. That doesn't mean they're not going to be great college or NBA players. To win a championship, you really have to be tuned in 6 games, and you have to have maturity. So I've never gone that route. I've certainly had players leave after sophomore season, but I am a big fan. I would get up at 4 in the morning, 2 in the morning, set my alarm to watch college basketball games, to watch the NBA from in Athens. I'm a big fan. I love the game. There are coaches out there like Jay Wright and Tony Bennett, who I'm very friendly with, Chris Beard, who I think they're the new wave of coaches to come along, and they're going to take the place of the Roy Williams and the Kays and the Boeheims of the world, and they're going to move on and be the established people in the business that we all look up to.
Has what Penny Hardaway is doing at Memphis made it onto your radar at all? Obviously, number one recruiting class in America, beat Kentucky for a couple different players. Has that been on your radar at all, what Penny's doing at Memphis?
It doesn't surprise me. Penny is an icon from the little Penny days to now. He's an icon in the city of Memphis. He was a natural, certainly, to hire for that program. And it does not surprise, he's an ex-AAU coach, that he's going to get the best talent in the country. Young kids growing up would want to play for Penny Hardaway. Now it's a matter of how he develops the talent, how he moves the team forward. And I've watched him coach AAU basketball. He seems, now just from my naked eye of watching him, like a pretty darn good coach as well. So I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to have great success. I think he needs to mature in certain areas about not saying that people are paranoid about his arrival. I think he should forget all that stuff and just move on. He's a terrific young coach, an outstanding recruiter. He should just move on and not worry about what other people think. Take care of your own house and Don't be concerned with other people.
I'm wrapping up here with Rick Pitino, the Hall of Fame coach. Last thing before I let you go, the NBA draft is Thursday night in Brooklyn. Zion Williamson is going to be the number one pick. How much of him did you see? Are you a believer in the star potential of Zion Williamson?
Well, I recruited him, and at the time he wasn't as good a shooter as he is today, but he's a natural NBA basketball player. Like, EuroLeague basketball is like college basketball with 30-year-olds.
Right.
Same type of rules, zoning out, same type of offenses and defenses. The pro game is totally different. You take a player like Giannis, you take a player like the Greek Freak or Zion Williamson, when the lane is clogged, they won't have as much success. But when the lane is open, they're going to have great success. So I think he's going to be a phenomenon in the NBA. I think what the Pelicans did was awesome in getting what they got with that trade, because they were losing Anthony Davis anyway. So I think from a building standpoint, the Pelicans did awesome. The Lakers did great. Anytime a trade benefits both teams, the Lakers want to win now. Great for them. Zion Williamson, great for the Pelicans. I think he's going to be a superstar in the NBA. And I think the fans are going to come out on the road as well as home and say, hey, I want to see him play.
That is Rick Pitino, the Hall of Fame coach. Only man to take three different schools to the Final Four. Only man to win national championships at two different schools. Rick, congratulations on yet another championship this season. And I can't thank you enough for your time, man. You're really kind.
Okay, Gary. Nice speaking with you. Take care of yourself.
All right. I'll see you. That's Rick Pitino, Hall of Fame coach, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We come back. Mississippi State Vanderbilt is about to start in the College World Series. Get you ready for that and dinner to go.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Then shop Kroger and double your fuel points. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices. Kroger.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month, a great time to participate in a beach or river cleanup. Find one through your parks department. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
So Laura had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it, so she did what I've been telling her to do for years. She listed it with Josh Heisaw. Josh went to work. He got 19 showings in a matter of days. That home sold for the full asking price. How did Josh Heisaw do this? By now you know. He did it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he knows how to market your home. And then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is you get in touch with him and him helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on that price, then Josh Heisaw goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call. If I wanted to sell my home, it's Josh Heisaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? Three times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue, because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It. All it takes is a few quick taps on your Regions mobile app or using Regions online banking. And once you report the cards lost and get your new ones, you can customize your protection by choosing which types of transactions to lock, like ATM activity and purchases made online or in stores. Select all or some. Whichever you choose, you're in control of an additional layer of security. Need to unlock for a purchase? You can change your settings in an instant. And if there's ever a declined transaction, you can receive immediate notification. So even if your wallet is stuck in paradise, you can have peace of mind knowing your cards are secure. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lock it. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Get to us at Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood that heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
If you're in an emergency situation, you know you want to be at Regional One Health. My wife and I were in one a few years ago when we were dealing with a high-risk pregnancy that if we ever made it to delivery was going to be a high-risk delivery. That's why we were at Regional One, and the people there took incredible care of us. They'll take incredible care of you. But one of the things I want to make sure you understand, and have tried to make sure you understand in subsequent years, is that you don't need to be in an emergency situation to take care, to take advantage of the great medical care at Regional One Health. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a terrific example of that. You know, it's recommended for women 40 and up to get an annual mammogram. So, are you a woman? Are you 40 or up? If you answered yes to both those questions, you need to schedule one. Doing so could save your life. Not doing so could cost you dearly. So, if you want to make an appointment, the East Campus Imaging Center, just give them a call, 515-3600, 515-3600. You do not need a referral. You really don't even need an appointment, but if you want to make one, 515-3600. East Campus Imaging Center, located at 6555 Quince Road, right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. Easy to find, easy to get to. Again, the number is 515-3600. You can learn more at the Regional One Health website. That's regionalonehealth.org, regionalonehealth.org. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff about Memphis basketball, about how the Grizzlies should handle the number two pick. But there's an interesting story now floating around Twitter from Doug Gottlieb, my former colleague. He was hosting, I believe, for Colin Coward earlier today. And apparently Gottlieb, when talking about how weird Kyrie Irving is, said that at one point this season, the Celtics had a morning film session, and Kyrie Irving was the first one to walk into the room. Brad Stevens is there. Kyrie Irving is the next person to enter the room. Brad Stevens, as you might, very normal thing, said, good morning.
Yeah?
I mean, that's what you say to people when you see them in the morning, right? Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
Good.
So Brad said, good morning. And Kyrie Irving said, what does the word government mean to you? He's ready to have a serious conversation about what the word government means to you. What? here's the thing with Kyrie that's becoming more evident with every story is he's exactly – he is, yes, an incredibly talented basketball player, undeniably. Incredibly talented, gifted, skilled basketball player. He's also weird. And weird in a way that almost all of us have this friend. I promise you, you're listening right now, you've got a friend exactly like this.
Yes.
They think they're just a little smarter than everybody else, a little more aware of how everything works than everybody else, and yet they're really just not that bright at all. Like, you're not that, mm-hmm. no, you're not that.
So true.
You're not as smart as you think you are. You're saying a bunch of stuff that you think is smart, but people aren't listening to you and going, oh, wow, you sound smart. They're listening to you and going, oh, wow, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, you sound weird.
You sound weird. You don't sound smart. You sound weird. We also, hopefully, all have friends where you listen to them talk and you go, God, he's really smart. Mm-hmm. She's really smart. Man, that person's really bright. We have those friends, too. Perhaps you're that friend for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But we also have friends who think they're super, super smart, super, super woke, and they're just weird.
They always, like, kill the vibe of a conversation when you're all sitting around.
Yeah, they're just weird. Like, you know, man, nobody is going to leave this conversation thinking that you just enlightened us. We just think you're weird, mm-hmm. and you choose weird times to talk about weird things and make weird points about things that either don't matter to us or aren't rooted in sensible things. You're being a weirdo. Stop being weird. Kyrie Irving is a weirdo. And I really do think, despite all his talent, you have to be careful about making him the centerpiece of your franchise. He's been the centerpiece of two teams in his life. One was Cleveland before LeBron got there, mm-hmm. and the other one's Boston when he left LeBron. And they were both disastrous situations, just as different degrees. In Cleveland, they stunk. He never won anything. And in Boston, on paper, they're supposed to be good, except weren't. And in his first year there, they got better when he wasn't playing. Yep. When he got injured, they went deep into the playoffs. This year, he's available for the playoffs. Boom, eliminated. The talent's undeniable, but do you really want to make that guy with that track record, who's weird, the centerpiece of your franchise? I don't know. Somebody's going to do it. I'm not sure it won't be a mistake.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, I told you it would be Mississippi State-Vanderbilt, but that's been postponed. They're going to try to finish the afternoon game at some point tonight, but they've already postponed Mississippi State-Vanderbilt at the College World Series. So I guess the biggest game is Mets-Braves, but I don't even know if I can watch it anymore.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch.
I've had enough.
I understand.
Braves are big here locally. People, a lot of Braves fans listening right now. So I'm happy for you guys, and I'm happy for the Soto Central graduate Austin Riley. But my God.
Hey, if it's any consolation, just watch the first couple innings. I'm sure y'all have a big lead.
Dude, I swear to God, if you made baseball games 6 innings,
Mets are undefeated.
The Mets would like maybe be leading the NL East if we did nothing but play 6-inning games. But the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings are, woo! My God, I watched that last night. I got so disgusted that, like, I was actually, I usually don't let sports affect my mood. I'm just like, what? I was actually mad watching it last night. I hate Jerry's Familiar more than I hate most people. The people I dislike in my real life, I like more than I like Jerry's Familiar. And so I was just joking on Twitter, like, I'm going to make a GoFundMe for the Mets bullpen. And then I was sitting there, and keep in mind, I got a million things to do. Prepare for CBS Sports HQ shows, radio shows. I'm traveling tomorrow. I got a column to write, a mock draft to update. Million things to do. And I went and made a GoFundMe for the Mets bullpen at $50 million.
How's it doing?
I started it, and then after about 13 minutes, I go, you know what? This makes me seem crazy. I can't do that. I can't be the crazy person. I felt like it would bring attention that I didn't want. And so I went and deleted it. I deleted the whole thing. But I actually went through the process of making it. I spent like 10 minutes of my life making a GoFundMe for the Mets bullpen. That's how disgusted I was. So the GOAT Jacob DeGrom's pitching tonight. I guess that's the only good sign. First pitch is at 6:20. We'll see how it goes.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, NBA TV is doing a 2019 NBA mock draft tonight at 7:30, so that might be interesting. We'll be doing one tomorrow on CBS Sports HQ at 11 a.m., but if you want to watch another one tonight on television, NBA TV's got one at 7:30. On the late-night circuit, Joel McHale's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel, Willie Nelson's on Jimmy Fallon, Chris Matthews on Stephen Colbert, Eva Longoria is on Seth Meyers, and Millie Bobby Brown is going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, my colleague Matt Norlander did a story leading into this draft about the fact that roughly half of the projected first-round picks are unheralded high school prospects, which is unusual, by the way. But in this draft, for whatever reason, there's an inordinate number of players projected to be in the top 30 who weren't thought of that way at all coming out of high school. Guys like Jarrett Culver, guys like Eric Paschal, guys like Grant Williams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.